listener production.
Get ready for a summer cold snap. House prices begin to stabilise in the regions and where emergency water restrictions have been put in place. Hi, I'm Lee Jollo and this is Western Victoria Local News. For Sunraysia, partly cloudy with winds developing, and in central Victoria, cloudy with a late shower or two. We're heading for tops of 25 in Mildura, 21 in Bendigo. Get ready for some winter chill. The weather's set to turn icy with a cold snap on the way. Jonathan Rowe from the Bureau of Meteorology says a front will hit tomorrow afternoon with temperatures to plunge and possibly some rain as well.
More likely around southern parts of Victoria and then showers to follow with some very cold air from Thursday night and into Friday. So Bendigo going for a top of 17 degrees on Friday, which is 13 degrees below average at this time of year.
Won't be much warmer in Mildura, mind you, only getting to 20 tomorrow. House prices are still falling across Australia, including in the country. But as property experts remind us, homes are still worth a lot more than they were pre-pandemic, and they think the worst of the recent downturn may be over. In regional Victoria, prices fell in January by 0.023%, according to PropTrack Home Price Index. And the group's senior economist, Eleanor Cree, says that's actually pretty good.
However, it is important to put those falls into context, and home prices in regional Victoria are still up just over 40% from their pre-pandemic levels.
Huge concerns in the Sunraysia towns of Golgol and Baronga with emergency water restrictions brought in. It's due to extremely low water levels in the Murray River, despite the river flooding just weeks ago. Wentworth Shire is saying water can only be used inside the house for domestic use. Two drivers have been taken to hospital after a crash in Bendigo on the corner of Holmes and Holdsworth Road. According to police, one car was turning from Holdsworth onto Sandhurst before hitting another car that was travelling straight along Holdsworth. While the airbags went off in the car, neither the 80 or 40-year-old female drivers were badly injured. Residents say it's a dangerous intersection. The Rural Doctors Association hopes a new $750 million task force can come up with some fresh ideas for our struggling healthcare system when National Cabinet meets later this week. Renewed talk of issues with Medicare and bulk billing in the lead-up, RDA CEO Peter Rutherford says the current fee-for-service model isn't fit for our rural GPs anymore.
We're hoping that under the strengthening Medicare task force that there is some innovative ideas around what will the funding model look like, and it's not necessarily means that one size should fit all, and that's probably a key element, and also some recognition of the increasing cost to run a general practice the more remote you go.
Let's look at some sport now, and Bendigo golfers back in action this week with the TPS Murray River Tournament at Cobram-Baruga. Local Andrew Martin is sure to be among the favourites off the back of a good showing in last weekend's TPS Victoria. He'll tee off just before 1 p.m. Fellow Bendigonian Jazzy Roberts is also in action. At just 17, she finished runner-up at the TPS Victoria Junior Tournament. And the Big V basketball draw is out for the 2023 season. The Mildura Heat Division 1 women start off with a tough road trip against Chelsea, who are coming down from the top tier on March 18. For the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.